Listening Library presents Camilla by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Anne-Marie Lee. Chapter 1. I knew as soon as I got home on Wednesday that Jacques was there with my mother. I knew it when I walked into the entrance hall of the apartment and the doorman said, "Good afternoon, Miss Camilla," and smiled at me with the eager and curious smile for which I had begun to look each time I came home. I walked across the hall and prayed that Jacques would go now that I was home, that he would go before my father came, and I was glad that I had come straight home after school instead of going for a walk with Louisa. I stepped into the elevator, and the elevator boy said, as though he had something exotic tasting in his mouth, "Good afternoon, Miss Camilla. You have company upstairs." "Oh," I said. "Yes." The elevator boy is small and fat, and though he has white hair and two of his teeth are missing and show black gaps in his mouth, he is always called the elevator boy, never the elevator man. And the way his eyes are always dancing with something malicious in them when he talks makes him seem much more like the brothers of some of the girls at school than like a grown person. His eyes had that nasty happiness in them now, as though he were about to put out a foot and trip me up and then roar with laughter when he saw me fall on my face. "That Mr. Nissen is upstairs," he said, grinning. "He asked especially if you was in, and then he said he'd go upstairs and wait for you." Yes, I could hear in my mind's ear how Jacques would ask for me, smiling and speaking in that voice of his